This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Adam Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and especially food here in Southern California, from LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then flip on that game switch, talk about talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's specialty. K-pop with Haley. And so thank you again for joining us. Welcome. AdamMunchiesLA@gmail.com. Feel free to leave a line. I was going to say a like. I guess you could like it if you want. I don't know how you could do that. But yeah, leave a line if you want to talk about anything or have us talk about any topics or interests to you. Check us out as always on our Spotify or Google Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast streaming from. And as always, the YouTube as well. Like, subscribe, follow. Always helps. Anything you do, any little thing,
yeah, helps. Except for dislikes.
Yeah. Ignore that one. Ignore the thumbs down. Everything helps. Just your one like or view makes all the difference. So, you know, it matters. Thank you so much for joining us and for supporting us. Mm-hmm. We will start, as always, with food. And it's a food that we very much like.
Yes. Can you guess what it is?
What is it?
Ramen.
So ramen. And one ramen spot that we want to talk about is called Kitakata Ramen.
Yes.
And we usually go to the Costa Mesa location. And the reason why we actually discovered this, it's literally 10 steps away from Feng Cha.
Yes.
So the Costa Mesa location is right there in the same plaza as Feng Cha. And also there's a really good yakitori spot right next to that.
They have a lot of good food spots in that area, actually.
And Kitakata Ramen. There's a couple other locations around Orange County, I believe. Irvine and another one near Buena Park. The ramen itself, different from the ramen that we usually eat broth-wise. Because the usual tonkatsu, like, even if you get shoyu, it's the ramen is usually like, even the miso is like more creamy.
Yes.
More, you know, thicker. Mm-hmm. And this one is shoyu based, but it's even more lighter than what we're used to. And you know what? That's doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's like a nice, clear, light broth. So it's not super heavy.
Yeah. What it actually reminds me of, if you guys have had that wonton soup.
Similar. Taste is a little different.
A little different, but it's very similar.
But the thing that makes up for it being very light is all the mountain of char siu pork that they give you.
The amount of meat that you get.
I think the char siu ramen has 13 pieces.
Yes, 13 pieces of char siu.
And I am not complaining one bit.
That's a lot, because like usually for ramen you get maybe 1 to 2 pieces of char siu.
This shit is stacked. There's 13 pieces for the char siu one.
Yeah. So like when he gets his bowl, it literally looks like just a meat bowl.
Yeah.
There's like it doesn't look like there's noodles.
And it's like, oh, there's broth, a little bit of broth, but you don't know there's noodles, like maybe some, you know, green onion.
I posted it on my story, and then my friend was like, Haley, where's the noodles?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually Chris.
Oh, man. So, yeah, like, you can't, you wouldn't know that there's noodles, ramen noodles there. And the ramen noodles are different, too. It's, I think, a little bit flatter. Has more of a chew to it. And it tastes really good, though. It works. Like, everything works well for this. It is one of the, like I said, we don't really eat or have seen this type of ramen recently.
Yeah. Because usually a lot of the ramen places, they serve the tonkotsu.
And the tonkatsu is always heavier, and thicker, creamier.
I feel like I get more full because, like, the broth is thicker.
Right. And, I mean, that's why. This is so light, but you get full because of the freaking pork. This is, like I said, 13 pieces. Like, 13.
I
counted it. There is 13.
Five.
And the other ones, when you don't get the actual charshu one, like, comes with five still. Yeah. And it tastes good. Like, I mean, even if you get the char siu bowl, like the char siu itself is a little different because I think they season and cook it a little differently from the ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's all delicious.
It's more like marinated, I guess.
Right. And it's so good. Definitely check it out. I mean, it's something where it's not that heavy, to be honest, because, I mean, we eat a lot of ramen. And even though this comes, if you get the one that I get, it comes with a lot of meat. But if you still get the regular one, five pieces, it's not heavy.
Yeah, you don't get super bloated.
It's like you don't feel that, like, you know, like, oh, the God. The itis. You know, you don't get the meat sweats. You don't get, like, you know, that regret of I ate too much. You'll be fine, yeah. I think.
And then we always like egg with our ramen, so we add an egg.
Yeah, it doesn't come with the tamago on it. And also, you know, just quick heads up, if you ever go there, you could always, I think there's a Yelp waiting list. So if you're on the way there or going to head out, you can always check it. And, you know, if you want, if there's a couple of people already signed in there,
you'll
at least save so much time. You don't have to wait there as long.
Yeah.
So by the time you get there and find parking, if you find parking,
that's
the tough part, like finding parking.
Well, that's for the one that we go to. Yeah.
I don't know how the other ones are, but yeah, so it saves you a lot of time. So you don't have to, like, actually wait too long. Or wait at all, even if you had signed up on the Yelp waiting list.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that. A lot of restaurants have that Yelp waiting list.
It's really good, but I forget.
Haley forgets. I even ask her to put it on. Haley, can you just put us on the wait list or check it out? And by the time we get to the restaurant, I'm like, oh, well, so how is it on the waiting list? And she's like, oh. She's always like, oh. Once I hear that oh from Haley.
That's never good.
You know what that means? It's because she's always just on Instagram or browsing and forgets everything I tell her goes in one ear, goes out the other. She loves to not listen to me.
That's not true. Not all the time. Come on.
The fact that she said not all the time means
some of the times. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Of course, sometimes.
So do yourself a favor. Don't ask Haley to put you on the watch list. Put it yourself.
Watch list.
Or the waiting list. Put it yourself. Have a friend that you could definitely rely on that will put your party on the waiting list and enjoy. Because a lot of restaurants do it. You know, Jazz Cat is one that we usually go to when we want. Is it Shabu, right?
Mm, Shabu.
And so, you know, take advantage of it and definitely try Kitakata Ramen.
Yeah.
We recommend it. It's definitely different from the usual thick tonkatsu, creamy tonkatsu.
I was going to say, both times that we went, he would get the ramen bowl and then I would get
like a rice bowl.
Yeah, a rice bowl. And then we would, like, switch. So, like, my flavor profile would be, like, spiced up a little bit. Otherwise, I get kind of full quickly if it's the same thing. Yesterday, we got
karaage.
Karaage, yeah.
Or fried chicken. Japanese fried chicken on rice. And then, yeah, so when she's done for a little bit, then we just switch off. I just give her my bowl. I eat some of the rice bowl, and then I get my ramen back after that. So check it out, Kitakata Ramen. So, food is finished. You know what that means. Because I do.
K-pop.
I don't know what that was. I never heard that song before. K-pop.
I have auto-tune.
Oh, it's auto-tune. Sorry. I think you need to get a new auto-tune. Yours obviously is not working. So, we got some K-pop news, actually, this time, right?
Yes. Not about BTS.
Sorry.
I always sound so disappointed, but it's fine. It's Shiny, which is also another really good group that I liked a long time ago. They came out in 2008.
There you go, Haley with her notepad.
Yeah, I have to because there's so many numbers.
2008. Yeah. Shiny is from SM. We've saw Taemin, and we've talked about Taemin fairly often already.
Yeah.
Taemin is a part of Shiny, and we've seen Taemin perform. You know, we talked about him in SM Town.
For like their concert.
The concert. So SM Entertainment, like I said, Shiny is one of their groups.
They're the same group as Girls' Generation.
Too. Right.
But yeah, so they're going to have a comeback actually tomorrow. Like they're dropping
from
their
when we film this.
Yeah, from when we film this. It's going to be February 22nd. They're dropping their 7th album, and it's called Don't Call Me.
Don't Call Me.
Yeah, they've been putting out teasers recently with each of the members. So before, when Shiny came together, there was 5 members, but now there's only 4. And it's a pretty touchy subject for me. But the reason why there's only 4 members now is because Jonghyun, the main singer, the lead singer, he actually committed suicide in 2017.
Wow. So it's pretty recent, to be honest.
Yeah. And I'm still very upset and sad about that.
Right. And I don't know what else to say about that. I really like their songs.
Yeah, he really liked them. But
I only found out I found out more about them after Ailey introduced them to me after he passed away.
Yeah, because then I went on a Shiny freaking binge and was watching all their music videos after that happened.
And I really like a lot of their songs. They I wish I had heard of them sooner. Because their music is more the type of K-pop music that I would listen to more. It's more poppy, more I don't know. There's something about it. I really
K-pop.
Like how it sounds like.
Their music that they use in the background is very catchy too.
It's catchy, super catchy. I guess it's K-pop. But then there's that other side of K-pop where it's too hardcore. And I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah. He needs more melodies and songs.
Like I said, more pop, not just K-pop, but more pop and more more catchy and fun and something that's has a good tune to it. And One of One is one of my favorite songs by Shiny. It's so good.
It's very good. So if you guys want to look at that music video, it's cute too because it's very 70s, I would say.
It's 70s, 80s, 80s theme.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And the song is really cool. And and it's an older one, so you know the one who passed away,
he's still in it. Mm-hmm.
But it's so it's so catchy. One of One. It's check it out. It's so good.
Yeah. So this album that's coming out, they haven't released an album since 2018. The reason being is because some of the members were in the military. Minho was actually the last one, and he just came back I think a few months ago. So then after he came back, they started making this new album, so they're ready to drop one again, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, so he's the last one though from the military? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's good, because now
I believe
you have to
so
worry
I have
about
to
it.
Look that up. But then I know he went on you went I don't know if Taemin went yet or not. He might have, I don't remember though. But yeah, for the most part I think they're, because they're older too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's it. I thought you were gonna say you were still talking something. I felt like I interrupted you.
Oh,
so
no, that's it. Their album. I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, with every album, they always drop a music video as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Always do. So I guess you're looking forward to it, right?
Yeah, of course. I get to see Taemin again. He's my bias.
Right.
Yeah.
Any more? Nothing else? K-pop? Okay.
Next
is gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming. Our gaming topic today is something many Asians may be familiar with.
Yeah.
At one point or another, you've seen your friends play it. You've played it yourself, or you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
MapleStory.
Yes, MapleStory.
And I remember playing this game when I was in high school.
I don't even want to say.
Maybe not even high school. Maybe, I don't even, maybe before high school. Actually, I don't even. When did it come out? You know?
It came out in 2003.
2003. Holy
shit. I didn't start
shit.
Playing it then. I think, when did I start playing? Maybe like 2007.
And it's
2006.
It has come playing. A long way though. Like, it's a lot different. We've played it maybe a few years ago, yeah. more recently in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the gameplay and everything, it's way better.
Yeah. So like, I started playing it in, like I said, like 2006.
What can you want to like describe it first?
It's a really cute, would you say MMO?
It's a cute styled anime, MMORPG. It's super kawaii.
Your little avatars are very chibi looking. They're super cute. And what happened, like how I got into it, was actually my brother's. So like, my brother, Sean, my middle brother, he was playing it on the computer and he was like, oh my god, Haley, you have to play this game. It's so cute. I think you would really like it. So like, I watched him play it for a bit, and then like, he was still in, what's that first area? Where you're,
I don't know, with a bunch of mushrooms probably,
yeah,
or snails.
Yeah, but it had like the slimes and like the mushrooms and the snails. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And then like, I would see like all these, because my brother at the time was still like a noob, because he was still starting. And then I would see like all these cool avatars, and they had like all this cute hair and like outfits. And I was like, oh my god, they're so cute. And so like, after that, I got my own account and started playing it. But at the time, we only had one computer. I got super obsessed, so I bought my own laptop. I told my mom that it was for school, but it wasn't. It was for actually
gaming. Gotcha, mom.
Yeah.
Now you know,
she's gonna
auntie.
Watch this and know.
Auntie, you know the truth now.
Yeah, so I got that first laptop just to play MapleStory. And then ever since then, I was like, I played it for maybe 8 years.
I played MapleStory too for a while. It was that, but then I got more into World of Warcraft. But MapleStory in itself is really cool because, first off, it's free to play also.
Yeah, it's free to play.
You could make an account. It's totally free. And, you know, the art style, it's super simple. It's like side-scrolling. You're like a little like anime-ish looking chibi, character. Yeah. Chibi looking character. You know, you have like a smaller body and a big head.
Yeah, and then like all the enemies that you fight, they're cute.
Super
too.
Cute, like the little mushroom.
Yeah, they're cute. Like, you almost don't want to attack them. But there's also like
scary
ones.
Crazy,
they're,
cool
like, demons,
ones.
Demons, wolves. Like,
and that's later
yeah.
on when you like level
when
up.
When you're higher.
I think
level.
The level cap back then was like 55? Not that high. I don't even remember.
No,
yeah.
Like 70 maybe.
And it takes forever. It was a grind
so
fest.
Level 50 was the grind. I remember because you have to go to that.
It was a
area.
Grind fest back then. But ever since we tried it out again a few years ago.
Yeah, like 3 years.
Totally's changed. It's so much more player friendly.
Yeah.
There's
more areas because
there's
like
a lot
back
more
then,
quest areas.
Yeah, there's like limited quest areas, limited like places that you could train. So like, everyone would be training in the same area. Like, all the servers would be full and people were just like killing all in the same area.
Right.
But now there's like multiple.
They have a lot of different areas. Events, and then like, not just that, they actually like, in addition to having all those areas, they have a lot of quest lines which help with your XP. Because
yeah.
before, there's barely any quests. You just have to grind and keep killing shit
yeah.
for hours.
You would be in the
and
same
hours
area for like
and hours.
A week.
It just felt like you're in your own personal hell.
Yeah.
But it's a really cute hell.
Yeah.
But now they added a lot of different, like I said, quest lines. So you could level up and explore a lot
and
more.
Actually give
and
you
actually
a lot of
level
XP,
up.
Yeah.
yeah. You can actually level up through quests and not just killing stuff. On repeat, like
yeah,
a.
But it was so different when we came back, because like, obviously me and him, we played it separately.
Right.
Come to find out that we were on the same server as well.
Yeah, crazy. And then like our characters, right now, like we haven't played like in a few years now, but they look dope as.
They're like they. We
they're
reached the level
dope.
Cap with them. I think we're like level 200.
Yeah, we're no, we didn't cap. I don't think we capped, but we got
cap.
Super high.
No, we didn't cap, but then because they put it up again.
Oh, the yeah,
so
the level cap is 200, but we didn't hit the cap.
Yeah,
we're like really high though. I don't
yeah.
know. They might have capped
I
it even higher.
I would never have thought I would get. To
we're
that
like,
level,
I think
I would,
it was like 180 some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Always saw like those other people playing, and they'd have like these really high characters. I was like, how am I ever? Gonna
I know you used to look up to those
that?
People. They're like celebrities all
yeah.
in a way. You're like, oh my god, it looks so cool.
Yeah, but then like now it's easy for everyone to get like to
right.
a higher level.
But now we're one of those people. We're very
yeah.
cool.
And then of course, like you said, it's free to play, but then you can spend money on it. It's
that's
also,
where they make their money.
That's where they make the money
it's
because like this is how you
customize
your character. So like from the change of the color of your hair, your eyes, the hairstyle. The clothes, your weapon,
anything
like
you
your
can think of, and it's
and
like
stuff.
More than just it's like all the wackiest, coolest, cutest, wackiest, weirdest.
Yeah, it has like
type
something,
of accessories.
Something for everyone. Like for all those people that want to troll, they have all that kind of stuff for you guys.
It is so, yeah, there's some crazy stuff out there. But we have like, Haley's obviously goes for the cute the kawaii.
She has
kawaii
like bunny ears, like angel wings.
And then I have like the cool, like I have like that mask, the QB mask.
Doesn't he have like a scar or something?
I have a scar QB mask. Yeah. And I have Kakashi's hair from like Naruto.
Yeah.
I have like these wings that remind me of like some Gundam anime.
Yeah. You also have pets too that pick up like your money and items.
Oh yeah, like a penguin. I think I had like a penguin and stuff.
I had like a dog, but they have like so many more now. I think they even had cockatiels.
I don't know.
But then we stopped playing already. But I was like, damn it, I want to go back to it just for that. But we didn't.
And like anything, because it's an MMORPG technically, there's tons of classes.
Yeah.
I'm like a samurai or something. Haley's last one is like.
It was like a mage, but then she like could summon animals.
Yeah, and it's it's super cool because you have so many options if you want. If you're a ranged person, if you're more like close range,
close combat, be like a warrior. And then they have archers. Thieves. They have assassin. Like I was an assassin, like my very first, like a long time ago, like 10 years.
Me too. Like I was, I think thief. Then I always ended up using ranged stuff. Like I remember there was like a wild hunter. I don't know if they still have it. You're like riding an animal.
They have that still, and they even have one where you can ride a dragon.
Yeah. So I think this is one of the first characters where I like stuck to close range because I'm like a samurai in this one.
Mine was a mage.
I forgot what they're called. Like it's a samurai class, but I know it's not called samurai.
No, there's like all different names.
There's just so many classes now. It was insane to see.
Yeah, before there was only four classes.
Yeah,
and now there's literally like archer, mage, warrior, and then assassin.
Then when you level, like now it's like you could choose like different ones, or if like there's a hero class kind of thing. Like after you hit a certain level, then you kind of being able to like open up a new class. It's kind of insane. Like, it's been, what, like, over 17, 18 years now?
Yeah, it's been going on
so
for a while.
So, it's a good thing. It's still popular.
Yeah, it's still free.
Korea. It's a Korean game.
It's Korean, yeah.
So, a lot of the, like, main servers are Korean servers, but they have a servers for, like, every country.
Servers.
Yeah, like, a global server, right? There's so much to do and so much to see.
And I remember before, too, when I first started, they maybe only had, like, 5 servers.
Right.
Now there's, like,
there's
20 or something. Yeah.
So find a server, like if you want to play with some friends, like I said, free to play. And then you can always jump on Discord and talk to each other. Now that you guys have Discord.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that. We would type everything. Oh my gosh. But then at least it was kind of like, it's friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's easy, like user friendly to type. Because I feel like I'm thinking about Animal Crossing.
Yeah, UI is well thought out.
Yeah, like it's easy to type to your friends.
Like your you have a friend, like any MMORPG has a standard friends list, different types of chats.
Party list,
I guess, and you know. You were living in a time where there's Discord.
Yeah.
Discord is free, just talk and chat with everyone.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it because I mean, like I said, when I play World of Warcraft, we had Ventrilo or Vent. We had to pay for the server. And you know, like it's just a talking server. At least you could chat, you could talk in Discord. It's all for free if you set up your Discord server. Check it out, MapleStory. I think recently there was an event that Haley wanted to play.
Okay, so
we almost jumped back in because of this.
We almost went back into MapleStory, but then I was like, no, I don't think like it's a good thing because I would get too addicted. So BTS actually teamed up with Nexon, the creators of MapleStory. And they got BTS to design like different items for the game. So like a weapon, I think it was like shoes.
And they filmed it. It's like a little mini series kind of thing.
It's on YouTube. It's like just put in MapleStory
and
BTS and it'll come up.
And you'll see them like working in an office.
Yeah.
And they're like brainstorming, thinking of stuff.
So the thing is that Jin is actually a freaking huge fan of MapleStory. Like
he's a Maple nerd for real.
He's a stan for them. Like
he plays a lot.
Freaked out when he met the
like fangirled when they met like the CEO or something.
He's like, oh my god! He was super excited, but then like so I guess he was really into it. Like when BTS was talking about like all the MapleStory like lingo and stuff, we understood it and we could
Yeah, so if you played MapleStory before, you're kind of familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and you're a BTS fan, it's fun to see like them fangirl. Not all of them really played as much, but I mean, Jimin played, V played, J-Hope, Jungkook, they kind of know their stuff.
Yeah, I don't think, I think like RM and Sugar were the only ones
play as much.
They didn't play as much yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it's really cool when they're fangirling and you know what they're talking about, because they act, Jin knows what he's talking about.
They were talking about like old, like Zakum all these, and Mush Mom and like
it's
all those.
It's crazy, like Pink Bean, like they were playing, they're talking about all this stuff and you're like, oh shit, I know exactly what you're talking about. So there you go. I mean, another like cool thing in terms of BTS for like fans to relate to, especially if you play MapleStory.
Yeah, I'm sure like a lot of armies just started MapleStory just to get those items. Because it was actually limited and we can't get them anymore. But I was like,
it's okay. We have a lot of cool stuff already. But if you're a MapleStory, like if you played beforehand, you're going to love BTS even more after you watch this, because it's just so entertaining.
Yeah.
So good for you. You're really like ahead of the curve
right.
in front of, in, like compared to a lot of armies who just started playing when they found out about MapleStory through this BTS like little mini documentary series like thing.
I'm pretty sure that MapleStory or like Nexon wanted them to like bring in new people.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah. There must have been
like,
a big jump.
Millions of armies that would jump on board just for those
and you
items.
Don't need any crazy computer. It's only on the PC where you could play MapleStory, and you don't need like it'll run on.
They actually
even,
have mobile,
but it's not connected. It's a separate server, so don't really go on the mobile one. It's like, it's not the same. Don't go on the mobile one. I don't know why Haley even brought that
sorry.
Up.
Sorry,
just ignore
I'm
that.
Just letting
ignore
them
that.
No, like,
but it's
options.
Not connected to like people and online. You're not gonna get you can't even customize on it. You can't get
Are
the
you
BTS
sure,
stuff.
Though, because BTS were playing it on their mobile phone.
Oh,
in
I
that
could
series.
Be wrong now. They might have updated when we played MapleStory when it finally first came out on mobile.
Yeah, it, wasn't
it was
good.
Not.
I think they changed
the
it.
MapleStory that we were thinking of.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Actually, I don't.
Yeah,
don't,
no. I think they updated it because I think Adam was playing it and then he said it's better now.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like connected to the regular global server?
I don't know if it's connected, but then it's like similar.
So does that mean you can get the BTS stuff there?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean,
but, I mean, you can't get it now because it's gone, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that it was like...
I know, because I watched other videos about it. That's why.
On the mobile phone?
On YouTube,
phone? It blows my mind. I did not know. I thought it was... Because I played it for a little bit on the mobile, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, we both played it, and we were kind of disappointed.
I played, like, a lot more than
you.
No,
you
why. Did. I, was, like,
I stopped because I was bored of it.
Because
it was, like,
boring.
So repetitive.
Yeah. It's not this... It wasn't... I don't know now.
Yeah.
Because I've been living a lie now. Yeah, it wasn't the same as the computer. But if you have a
computer,
I always
better.
Just say it's easier to
yeah, and
a
it's
lot
easier
more fun.
To chat as well.
Right.
Like, on the computer.
So check it out. MapleStory. If you haven't even heard of it, check it out. I'm... It's really fun, and like I said, it's free to play. You have nothing else to do, running out of stuff to do during COVID and everything going on. This is a nice getaway from reality.
Yeah.
It's a nice and fun
going,
really leveling up and exploring. Exploring is like the fun part too.
Yeah.
Find a class that will help you explore more, like faster, like teleporting and stuff.
The ones that run fast.
The ones that run fast, like jump far, and like it sucks when you're, I don't even know.
I feel like the warrior class was like the
It's like
slowest.
Always like the slowest and like hard. You have to
but
actually
But I know
just
they
walk.
Have mounts now, so you can ride on them. And, you'll be
and
faster.
I think in order to get a mount, I'm sure there's always a level and they're usually expensive and hard to get.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. Check it out, MapleStory. Join us. Maybe we might play again in the future. We always tend to come back to it somehow.
Right, yeah.
So we're very close this time.
Mm-hmm.
So Jin close. Almost got me.
So close.
Almost got me, Jin. So that's it with gaming. Let's talk about anime. Mm-hmm. Our topic for anime this time, One Punch Man.
One Punch
Saitama
Man.
Sama. One Punch Man. I think a lot of people in the anime community are familiar or have heard of it, if not watched it. And it's a really funny, like fun shonen, like action series. Like, the manga, the anime did really good too.
Yeah, so actually he was the one that recommended it to me. And at first he thought like, well, I don't think she's going to like this kind of anime, but like, we'll give it a try. Oh my God, I loved it so much.
It's so funny and entertaining. It's really cool. It's about this one guy who like trained his ass off to become a hero that he went bald. And then he's... basically OP.
Yeah,
like,
he's
One Punch Man, OP Man. Doesn't just stand for one punch. He's literally
OP,
overpowered.
Yeah.
Like, he One Punch Man, he's called One... Or it's called One Punch Man.
For a reason. Jason is, because he
kills, defeats every and anything in one punch.
Yeah.
Like, to the most, like, ridiculous, like, even, like, enemies that are, like, that seem like they could destroy the universe. That's
but the thing
funny
that
part.
I really like,
just one small punch.
That I really like about Saitama is that he's super humble.
He's like, just like, whatever.
He's like a regular person. And like,
he
knows that.
He goes grocery shopping.
Yeah,
he's holding
he
a bag of groceries.
Well, he always has to go get his leeks and he wants it on sale or something. Right?
Yeah, he like wants to get them on sale, like coupons. He like schedules it to get like.
But that's why I like about him, because so he's not like a show off or anything. And like, he doesn't need like a huge crowd to prove to others that like he's super strong. Like, I feel like not many people know that it's actually him defeating those,
right? A lot of people, like, it's
villains.
Funny because a lot of other people, other heroes, because it's like there's a, it's like a hero class system,
yeah,
if you watch
hero
like My
villains.
Hero Academia,
yeah,
and stuff like that, because there's like, you have, if you're like, there's an S, like S rank, and then there's like A, B class, all these different classes of heroes depending
on
like
your
what
strength,
your license, it's like a hero license too. And like, he's always like, he's always like really saving the world and the earth and the universe.
Yeah.
But then like, no, doesn't really get the credit because someone else catches it on it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care.
He doesn't
mind.
He's
like, just living
whatever.
His life. He's just like, all right, I just want to be a hero.
Yeah, he's like, I just want to go back home and play video games.
Play video games, get his discount green onion leeks and all this like crazy stuff. But he's like super overpowered, and he took in like a, like, there's another hero that was really, like, strong and very cool. He's, like, a
android.
Cyborg android. And that's
Genos. Genos is my favorite.
And he's, like, so he become, he's, like, a big fan of, he's, like, one of the few people who saw what Saitama, who's, like, the hero, the protagonist, could do. And he's, like, wow, this guy is really strong. I will be your pupil.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Saitama's, like, huh?
Like, yeah, like, he's, like,
he's, like, okay,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah,
I
there's like, always that one. And he's, like, okay.
Like,
and then
okay.
There's that weird.
Yeah, and, like, because he has, like, the silliest face.
Faces.
Like, it's, like, a dumb, like, playing like bald guy face, like you probably seen his memes.
Like, okay.
And then, but yeah, Genos is like super nice and loyal to Saitama. Always has his back, defending him, and he's really cool.
He's
strong too,
so
but he's
strong.
Really cool.
Yeah,
like
he's
all
like
the effects
badass,
and stuff that they do in the anime. He's so badass, and he's really strong. But then, you know, like he always defends, and he's like he's a good wingman to Saitama.
Yeah, he is. He's like, kind of like a fanboy almost.
Yeah, he's like a fanboy almost too. But it's just the action. Like, if you watch the anime, the action is insane.
Yeah.
It's over the top.
Yeah,
like,
it's
it
just like
goes
super
over the top,
extra, I guess you could say.
And then all of a sudden, it's like they build up all these characters or enemies, and they make him like so strong and crazy. Then by the end of the episode, when Saitama meets him, she's like has a blank face. And he's like
what?
Like one punch and
dead.
Boom! Like the enemy's
explode.
Like gone or like disappears off the face of the universe.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. When I first saw it, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's a lot of action, and it's comedy as well.
So much fun. Yeah, it's definitely like comedy and action because of that shonen shonen aspect.
There's actually 2 seasons, right?
Yeah, there's a second season now too. And I think the second season came out maybe like a year or two now ago.
Yeah.
But even the first season, just watch it, check it out. It's so much fun. It's so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like every episode. Because of all the different heroes, all the different villains,
yeah,
everything
you
that you see.
Everything.
And you just see how Saitama handles everything. Just like, you know, he doesn't, like, he's like worry-free, if anything.
Yeah, he's very carefree.
Yeah,
he's
so.
Because
he doesn't have to worry about anybody. He cannot be destroyed.
Yeah.
He does the killing and the destroying.
Yeah.
And so check it out. One Punch Man. It's so much fun. It's like a thrill ride, like of an anime.
And the song, like the opening song,
it's
like
hilarious.
It gets you super pumped.
Yeah, you get excited, and it's so funny at the same time, too. Check it out, One Punch Man. And you'll enjoy it just as much as we did. I hope, and I'm pretty sure you will.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know what that means, Haley?
We're done.
So that's it for this episode. Thank you again for joining us. Enjoy One Punch Man. Enjoy some ramen. And listen to some Shiny while you play Maple Story. And as always, just leave them, if you want to leave a line, any type of comment or anything, animemunchiesla@gmail.com. And hopefully we could read, if we ever get an email, we'll read it out or, you know, just give you guys a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, listen, follow, subscribe, like, comment, blah, blah, blah. You guys know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Animemunchies podcast available on all podcast streaming applications, and also, you know, our YouTube. This is where you can watch our videos like you're seeing right now if you're watching. So thank you again for joining us wherever you are in the globe. Even if you're what? Sitting?
Standing, flying.
Laying down.
Been on the toilet.
Driving, pooping on the toilet.
I don't know.
Join us. Thank you for watching as always, and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.